good.
All right, perfect. What is Garrett's role as a your team?
I mean, he's just so versatile. I mean, you see what he does out there, catching the ball out of the backfield, running the ball out of the backfield, screen game, special teams. He can do so many things. And the thing I love the most about him, he's a great teammate. Guys love him. He's great in the locker room. He's a guy you can depend on, and he's been a great addition to our team.
Did you realize, I knew you guys knew who Garrett's role was, what he can do, but are you realizing a little bit more when you see it up close like this?
I mean, I used to always play with him on the video game back in the day, so yeah, I know what he can do. He got me a lot of points when I played with him. But he's a talented guy. He's very, very talented, and we just got to make sure we keep giving him the ball where he can do the things he does. And that was an extremely, extremely good Colts team tonight. Hats off to them. They're a great team, great leadership. Hats off to them tonight.
Nick, what did you see or Chip see on this two long third down runs? And obviously
scroll. Just seeing them playing coverage, I just came down to execution. Our linemen did a great job of getting out there and sealing off some blocks, and then our running backs did a great job of, hitting the hole and then making a play, after the run. So definitely good plays.
A winning drive can define a team and a quarterback. What did that last drive define for Philadelphia?
I think it was a great team win. Facing adversity, we've definitely faced our fair share these last 2 weeks, and the guys stuck together. Defense made big plays, special teams, and offense, we started getting things going. That's huge, a two-minute drive at the end of the game, and then having Cody go in there and not only kick one, but kick two field goals, and just shows what kind of kicker he is, what kind of guy we have. So it was a great team win. And I'm really proud of my teammates.
Nick, you speak of that third down reception that Zachary made in the middle of the field that resulted in the Sean McCoy touchdown that really sparked the offense there?
Yeah, I mean, Zach's been doing a great job since he got here, really getting open and running good routes. He's a big target. He can make the catch any which way. If it's at a shoelace, he's going to make the catch. And he does a really good job of that. And, I have protection to get the ball out. And the other guys are doing their job running routes to move the defense. So. Definitely a good playing game.
What do you think the first half, second half lopsided the first two games so far?
Y'all together, same question? One time?
Yeah. In the first half, you settled for the three field goal attempts. In the second half, you got 7 points from there. What was the difference between the first and second half?
I mean, we have to make sure, especially on the road, that we get touchdowns in the red zone, and we just didn't capitalize. We didn't execute in the red zone. I need to do a better job of that. Especially on the road, you have to capitalize and get touchdowns in the red zone. But when we got back in there, we made the most of our opportunities, and we got some touchdowns that put some more points on the board and eventually scored more than they did.
Is it good to be a comeback team?
I mean, it's good to have that in your arsenal, that to know that your team can stick together through adversity. Do you want to go down like this every single week? I mean, if that's what it takes, we'll do it. But we need to play better football in the first half offensively. Our defense is doing a great job, so we really need to get things going, and that's something that we'll work on this week and something that we'll look to improve. I was saying there's a lot of stuff that, even though we won like we did, that's a great team. There's a lot of stuff to improve on, so that's the exciting thing for us. We need to improve.
What do you think right now that's identifiable in your two first halves as a team that just it hasn't clicked?
I mean, I miss some throws. I miss some throws that could really help us out. And if I hit those throws, it'll shorten the chains, we'll get inside the chains, and I feel like we can capitalize on that. So I just need to be a little more accurate, give my guys the opportunity to catch the ball and run with it, and I think we'll be in good shape.
Did you say anything to your offense before that last series? Do you have to say anything to your teammates on that?
I'm so fortunate to have great guys in that locker room. When the offense came together, knowing that we had that drive, it's a great offense to play for, because guys just look at each other and say, hey, let's go do this. And that's what I love about them. Everybody had that determined look in their eye, and everybody was relaxed. I think the big thing in that instance is don't tense up. Just let's go out there and play. Let's play football we know how to. We don't need to do anything crazy. Let's just execute our offense. Get down the field. If we score a touchdown, great. But let's get in field goal range and let Cody knock it through.
What do you get two new guys in the offensive line?
Andrew's an outstanding quarterback. He's an outstanding leader, and he will be for as long as he wants to play this game. It was a great team win tonight, and I've always loved playing against Andrew and know what kind of guy he is. So, it was a great team win tonight.
Nick, you had two new guys in the offensive line today.
how would you say that they did, the whole offensive line?
I thought that offensive line did an outstanding job. Those guys fight each and every down, no matter who's in there, and they give me the opportunity to drop back and throw the ball. So I love those guys, and they really opened up some seams for our run game, and they fight every single down. So I love them.
In the week, you said that you need to go back. How do you think you play first?
I think that I can definitely play better. I think that I missed some throws that I need to hit, but at the end of the day, we have to keep playing as a team. I know that my teammates depend on me, and I'm going to continue to improve. I'm going to work each and every day. We have a great quarterback room. We have a great quarterback coach, Coach Musgrave, that's really going to push me. So there's a lot of room for improvement, and I just have to take it one day at a time. I'm really excited that we got this win because this was a big one. And now we just have to recover and get going again because we have a short week.
Guys, two more.